What's up, Foo Podcast? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, man.
All right.
What's up, Foo?
I didn't hear the song, you know?
I didn't hear the song. I'm just hearing the voice.
Okay. What happened, man? But they heard it? You heard it? All right. What's up, everybody? We're back. We were gone last week. You know what happened? Old Henry, my dog, passed away. And we put that Foo to sleep because he was huffing and puffing. And we have Cuco right here. What's up? New album coming out.
My condolences, bro.
Huh?
My condolences.
Hell yeah, bro. You left the dog, but you got murdered.
It was sad.
Right outside your house.
It was, yeah. I saw it happen. It was sad, dude. But yeah, man, losing a pet is never easy, man. But
it's tough, bro. Sometimes, like, I feel like, you know, I lost three pets this year, bro. I lost a rabbit on June, Father's Day. I lost the old pet Boo on
Squishies.
September 22nd, and old Henry, bro, last Wednesday, a week ago.
Mean pet cemetery.
Man. Dude, it's funny when you make the decision, you know, because my dog was like breathing real hard, and he hadn't pooped in 4 days.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, he was just breathing hard, and he just like, out of breath.
Kill the pain, bro.
So, we got a doctor that goes to your house and puts the dog to sleep in front of the whole family, bro. And then you say bye to him in front of everybody. Instead of being in the hospital all sad, you know, like your grandma, bro.
I thought she died at the house, bro.
Yeah. You know about how humans, how we die in a hospital sad, dude?
Yeah.
You know? I thought about how I'm going to die, bro.
Whoa,
like, people say, what's your last words to be? Goodbye, I'm sorry, I always loved you. I want my last word to be titties.
I was going to say, I thought you'd die with some cheeks, bro.
Nah, dog. I want everybody to leave the room and have everybody flash me till I pass out, dog.
Revive you, bro.
And I don't want, like, I'm not going to be picky, dude. I'm dying, you know?
Yeah. It'll be like
one more day, dog.
Yeah, man. Like,
take me
but
to
I want,
Hong Kong.
Like, I want to just be like, titties. You know, I don't want nobody to tell me shit like, I want you to remember me. I'm not going to remember you. I'm going to die.
Yeah. Turn me into an
Any
NFT.
Advice you can give me?
Yeah, bro. Hold on to me while I take it to the other land.
You want us like, to...
I thought about Ronnie Dangerfield joking.
What's going on, you know?
I remember my grandfather's last words to me were, sit on my lap, and then he turned on the electric chair. What's up? Have you ever you lost your cat, right? You buried that fool half alive?
Yeah.
Half alive?
No.
So scratching.
I never had pets because my mom never let us have pets. She's like, this ain't a fucking ranch. I was like,
our house either, bro. We ate them.
What?
Filipino, eh?
Orange chicken.
So I had a badass little cat, dude. And I don't know, dude. I had him for like not even a year. But and I was, you think you're all tough and, you know, you don't have feelings. You know, you're a man. So this little fool died, dude. One day I came home, dude, from a show and I was going to go to sleep, so I look over, and I turned on my bed, and I seen his little paw underneath the bed, bro. And I was like, what? I jumped down, I grabbed him, and he was lifeless.
Fuck.
Wow. So you killed him when you were on the top of the bed?
No, when I got on, I seen that little paw, and I turned off, and I got back down, and I, like, dude, I freaked out, and he was lifeless. And I was like, what am I going to do, dude? So I was like, you know, holding it, whatever. No, I didn't feel anything. So I took him outside, dude, and on the side of the house, I buried him, dude.
How deep?
Dude, I did about 4 or 5 feet.
Damn.
China, bro? What the fuck?
No, dude, because I was just like, I didn't have any, like, what did they call that? And I know in Spanish it's called cal, but I don't know, was it limestone or is it like?
Cal, yeah. This,
not limestone.
Powder on them.
So I just didn't want him to stink later. Go, dude, what are you doing over here? You got dead bodies? So as soon as I grabbed that little fool and I put him down there and I put the first little
scoop of dirt,
I lost it, bro.
Oh, man.
It was over, dude. I just like, dude, and it's the first time it hit me.
You heard that Boys to Men, huh? So we go.
To the end of the road.
To say goodbye.
But I never understood how kids, or I grew up with homies that had pets.
The bond.
And a cat dies or something, or a dog dies, and they're all bummed out for like a week. I'm like, what's wrong with this dude, bro?
My ex-girlfriend showed me her dog that shit, and I laughed.
You should have. I sneezed.
Like, I drove away laughing, bro, like the Wicked Witch of the East, bro. And then she was crying. I hope crying at her porch.
But see, like, you know that now. I mean, you knew that with Chuck Norris, bro. I mean, also with your dog.
Yeah, my little hamster died, bro.
Yeah. So, you ever have any pets, Cuco?
Yeah, I have three dogs technically. I got two. You know, I went on tour, so like two, like the two dogs I grew up with, they like just ended up living with my parents, and then I got my own place, and I kind of just like pandemic happened, everything. I got another dog that I have three dogs, but I really got one dog, and also when I'm out, like my mom takes care of the other dog.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah, yeah.
Like but kids, eh? But my other dog's really old. The first dog I got, Willie. He's a dog.
We know a good guy named Willie. That's my
bro. Bro. Yeah, I feel like he's already like really old. I'm not ready. I'm definitely not ready. He's like 15.
Oh wow. Damn.
He's a 16 this year. He's a Chihuahua Pomeranian.
Oh, Chihuahuas live a long time, a soldier, dude.
Bro. Oh my God, it's a long life for that little dude, huh?
Chihuahua's a dude.
He's already getting social security checks, huh?
Yeah.
The first pet I ever had that died was a cockatoo.
Oh. Mine was a hamster, bro.
Chuck Norris, dude. Chucky in.
I used to carry that fool around, bro, after dinner to pick up a little grape. Like this, bro. Like I look at my little nunchuck, bro. Like,
he'll grab it too.
Mouth. Ow. Dude, those. I guess these dudes. I guess back in the days, they used to live on the ground, so they're always digging. You know, they're constantly digging and looking for work. Home. Yeah. So
this was fucking.
The fool could put a lot of stuff in her mouth.
That's where they hold their food, right? Yeah. They store it.
They don't have pockets, bro. They got a fucking.
Yeah. A little backpack, fool.
Can you imagine the power of a was a hamster?
Yeah,
a hamster with a backpack.
Fucking Chapo, dude! Fucking digging through the fucking dirt.
Imagine one gets all big, fool, like as big as a human. He'd be fucking shit up, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And then you just give it a backpack.
They run fast too. A little. I used to have like a little wheel, and I used to put that fool inside, and that fool would just be like running around the whole house, dude.
The little ball?
Yeah.
Wow.
He just runs around the whole house, dude. And then, like, when that fool started noticing, you know, later on when he died, like, when did this motherfucker slow down?
when he died.
I caught the ball over there in the corner, couldn't find it. That motherfucker passed out in it, bro, all tired.
Damn, dude. You dehydrated,
little,
bro.
Little poops inside of it, dog. And then I just started laying them out. And little by little, no more wheel, dog. And then he just, one day, was just tired, bro. He drove that fool up in a little towel and buried him in the back.
Wait, how
but at least I was with him to the end, dog, like holding him.
And what was his? Did he die of old age?
Well, I think I fed him avocados.
Oh, he doesn't like the guac.
You can't take the omegas, bro.
It was like ranch water, bro.
Wait, so was this when you guys lived in Echo Park or in Glendale?
Glendale.
Oh, okay.
See, dogs shouldn't eat grapes, avocado.
Chocolate, shouldn't right?
eat
chocolate.
Any little animal should not eat avocado.
They can't process it or
fat,
what?
Too much fat.
Damn, that's crazy, bro. No chicharrones, huh?
Imagine, dog, like our body could take care of that one little avocado, but if we were littler.
Like me, dude, I'll die if I
drink sodas and shit. You drink poison and still live, bro.
What's up, Fool Podcast? Man, dude, the last time I saw him, we went to go, I went to did his last album with him.
You were on the video.
On a video. And we were doing on the Eric Andre show. We were doing like rap Olympics.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah, you were on there.
It was like a goofy ass shit, dog. He was there with two other rappers.
Yeah,
and they were like throwing food at them or
the shooting was with paintball guns. They they dumped me in a tub of ice and they pulled me out and then they waxed my legs.
Ow!
What's this sound like?
I was wet too. And fucking, he comes with a kettle prod and just like. Psst. And none of that made it to the take. It was just me like spinning like for like 5 seconds, and I went through like 5 minutes of pain just for 5 seconds.
Bro, we just finished. I was wrapping up season 6 of Eric Andre's show, and I think they had one of the guests was. Hello, my name is Dr. Green.
Oh hell yeah! Be real.
Yeah.
Tight.
The fools came in, bro. Like nervous, you know. Because you don't know what to expect from Eric Andre, man. He's going to shoot an arrow at you, or a bear going to come out and claw your ass.
Well, homeboy said that cattle prod. What that shit feel like, bro?
You still have the mark?
Just a lot. Yeah, I don't have the mark. Oh. Yeah. It was like, after it happened, I mean, it was cool. Like, it was like, yo, I just got tortured by Eric Andre. Like, that's fine.
Have you guys ever done Nas or that little gas tank, bro, psst, with balloons?
I've only done the stuff that changes your voice but doesn't get you high.
Helium.
Helium.
No, Nas is like the headrest, like.
Yeah, bro. So it's in a gas tank, right? And you put in a balloon and you all hang out and do it. You know, I was thinking, bro, like, what if, like, if you're always, if you always do that, like, get a gas tank with Nas and then get high, American, No Country for Old Men must have been hilarious to you.
All the how he's killing all those fools.
Cause you know that fool shows up and gets the oh shit, he's gonna hook up this old man.
Yeah, right.
Oh man, you put in his foot and he like, and he put been watching that shit. Oh man, he's fucking up all that air to open doors. Jesus Christ,
he's wasting it, fool.
I don't want to party with him no more in his fucked up haircut.
Hey, me? What?
Yeah, that hair was crazy.
That Bardem, like, that was a mean part, huh?
Yeah. I heard, I don't do Nas, but I heard, like, in the streets, it's like inflation right now. It's like, it's not like, it's like 2 for $10 or some shit.
Inflation the balloons, bro. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man. I'll just go to the gas station, bro, pretend I'm filling up a tire, be like this.
PSI, dude.
I hit some propane, fool.
Lisa and I, the last time we left the podcast a month ago, we were making a left over there to get inside the freeway on the 405, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we were just, I looked to the side and I said, look at these fools, bro. Some fat fool and a lady were doing balloon shots, bro.
Oh, shit.
Big fat one, bro. God. And then they were doing both of them, bro. They looked at us laughing, bro, like we wanted something.
And they were in the car?
In the car.
Damn.
They were getting on the freeway, bro. Going to Six Flags.
I can't be doing those mind-bending drugs on the freeway like that, dude.
I would see people selling those balloons at parties. Back in the day, dude, in high school.
I heard the good shit came from the dentist.
The bad ass way.
It's fucking pure.
I was under conscious sedation like 2 weeks ago because I dislocated my arm. That shit was so good. It was like not fun. It was not fun to dislocate the arm, but like when they gave me the morphine and then like they gave me like the conscious sedation, I felt like I was going like halfway. It's like a DMT trip. It's pretty crazy. It's probably not something that should, like, it's like, oh, you know, like, oh, it's fucked up, but.
Well, damn, dude, they gave me that for this damn, dude. That's a good one. That's a good,
this
nice
guy right here,
ride.
Man, was carrying a piano. Didn't give him shit. He, like, totally messed up his back.
Give
like
me
a couple
keys. Yeah, dude, like, dude, I couldn't even walk. That last one's it, but the ones it
before
that.
That video, bro, him getting out of the car.
Oh, I filmed you.
Should have sent it to Philip.
I have the thing, because, like, I didn't know how bad it was. Until I saw you, like, oh, this is for
dude,
real.
But it didn't, because the thing, I was okay. I was cool. But then I got to Chicago and I did the show. And then when I got on stage, I started like kicking around a little bit and shit. And I pulled something because it's after you guys went to go eat that deep dish. Mm. I walked back, dude, my whole right side. I couldn't even, I had to like slither over there, fool.
You were carrying a piano?
No,
he was just fucking around like
I thought like a fucking out of the window and shit like a cartoon.
When I messed up my back, dude, but this was all just saying that.
Remember
yeah, man,
tell
he,
me.
He works for that company that from regular show lift with your back
or the rock and roll movers.
Because you were telling me to push you on the wheelchair. I mean, I don't even push my own grandfather.
No,
what
dude,
the fuck?
The littlest dude.
We were taking back the rental car and his food drove. And man, when he got out, it looked like my dad with his messed up back. I wanted to laugh.
I don't care if you laugh; it's all good. I was gonna say,
my dad, dude, you came out like in pieces, bro, like in sections, dog.
Like Transformers, because the thing that happened is like, all right, like this little stool right here, it's firm. You can't really move around. Well, that one had like a luxury like leather seat that warms up, so my body was kind of like moving around the whole time. So I think right there, it's all dislodging and like I don't know, dude. You know, it wasn't straight no more. You know what I'm saying?
Science, perro.
And then I got out of there and I was like, I'm cool. And then, like, they're all get a wheelchair. I was like, dude, when these fools leave, like, I'm there by myself.
But after, man, what happened after we left you in a wheelchair? Where did they take you?
No, you remember he had the,
no,
he took
I,
the luggage because it took
I'm,
the luggage.
I'm good, dude. Because it's,
oh,
I
had
a
luggage and wheelchairs.
No,
right?
But I had to warm up. Yeah, that's the other thing. He can't carry both things. But then it's like, I had to be there by myself for 2 hours. So I have to find a way to maneuver and slither.
Luggage.
But after about 45 minutes of just walking around, it warmed up. I got better. The thing was just moving around, bro. And that's the whole thing. The homeboy. I don't know how to relax, bro. Like I don't know how to relax.
Dude, I went to my terminal and when I got there, I realized I left my phone in the rental car.
I remember. Yeah,
we got it though.
Yeah, I went back.
Yeah.
Me and Philip were looking for you because we're like, where the fuck did you go?
Yeah, man, that ever elusive phone, but. We got through it, man.
Yeah, man.
Because I see, like, Jay Lamont, he's all, oh, my God, what's wrong with you, Rodrigo? Did you just get out of surgery?
Bisectomy.
Out of surgery, fool. Hell nah. I got out of the plane, bro.
We ate at White Castle.
White Castle. Hey, good. Dude. White Castle's fine. That's a
yes, but, that's a but you're like in the toilet though. As soon as you eat that, like the next,
we
like,
were.
Se resbala.
They don't call them slider for nothing.
You gotta make sure, like 6 hours later, you got like a stable toilet. Yeah, like, you got one right next to you for and whatever you're about to be doing.
Gas too. That's so
you can't be in a tour bus and order that shit.
Tour bus rules.
Man, but so they have impossible burgers now at White Castle.
They're adapting,
shout out,
bro.
Yeah, but those I ate four of them. Oh my god! And
are they good?
They're delicious.
Hell yeah!
You got the jalapeno. Yeah. I got the cheese.
My first time there, I ate 12 of them, man.
Wow, 12!
I ate two of each: two jalapenos, two cheeseburgers, two double cheeseburgers, and two chicken and a fish.
They're really small. Yeah,
fish burgers
and a shake.
The other thing, though, you have to eat White Castle right when it comes
right
out.
Away.
You can't, like, wait for... That's not... You can't eat it cold.
No, it tastes like plastic after.
Bro.
Fisher-Price, bro.
Did you you guys watch that Armenian guy that was complaining in front of his gym that this lady was selling aguas?
What's up with that fool?
Yeah.
Hey, they're letting him have it, though.
No limit, right? Like, they call him no limit. And he said that... this is not a Mexican hangout.
Oh, shit.
Because, you know, he sells water. I guess they were selling aguas, and he sells aguas.
They sell juices in his gym.
They sell juices in his gym.
The agreement they have.
Yeah.
Then he starts talking shit.
He starts talking shit because the lady was selling better juices that were more delicious.
Espinacas.
Well, anyways, blah, 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 blah. You know, everybody attacked him. Fools Gone Wild got on it. No Chill Mexican. All these other fools, right? But... All right, okay. Everybody went over there, so they support that lady. But what I don't like is that these people who are really woke to the 10th power, they attack people that have with more followers than they have. Like, what are you gonna do about la raza? Are you gonna do something? You gonna use your people? That's how that guy went after Fools Gone Wild. He said, "Hey, what are you gonna do? Are you gonna use your position and your power to promote la raza and put this out there that they got this guy?" And then the guy from Food's Gone Wild, I know him, he had to write that idiot back and go, "Listen, motherfucker, you saw my page last week? They already took that shit down." Then somebody wrote in, "Bro, we barely got to 1.5 billion. You want that shit to be taken down again?"
Yeah, that's right too, man.
Do people ever tell you that, like, "Oh man, what are you doing for la raza?"
Oh yeah.
I use your platform.
Honestly, sometimes it's really weird because, like, you know, Viva Fest got canceled. Like, somebody came to me with like a DM and was like, "Yo, so are you gonna make up for that canceled, like the canceled festival?" Like, bro, I did not cancel the festival.
Yeah,
like,
what
did
they do, bro?
Yeah. Yeah, like I wasn't responsible for it. Like, it's not my festival, you know. Like,
yeah, dude, you need to bring that festival to my backyard.
Yeah.
These fans, they think they own you, bro. Like, I remember we were working with that band that did our album. They did our special.
Voodoo Ghost Ghost?
No, the other one.
Tropa Mágica.
No.
Tropa Mágica.
Before them, Café something.
Las Cafeteras.
Oh, Las Cafeteras. Yeah, Las Cafeteras. One of their people from their band left, you know, in disagreement, you know, with the band. And then that band member started talking about the men in the band, talking about, "Oh, they got lady, but they be hooking up with chicks." You know, all the road rules.
What do you want me to do?
She put it out there. "Oh, they were there hooking up. I thought he was in love." Right? And she put it out there.
You thought he was in love.
And then whatever, right? But a lot of the fans that love her and love the band were saying stuff like, "We got to have a forum with the band and talk about the situation and talk about what's really going down with the band and why did she get kicked out, because we need her in the band." Bro, back in the days, dog, Ozzy Osbourne would have delivered a UPS dump of shit to that lady who wrote that, dude.
Yeah, not only did I bite the bat, I fucked it too.
Oh, whoa, what?
I mean, have you ever got something like that where we got to have a little forum to talk about what's really going down with the band, about the last album, maybe we didn't like it?
I think a lot of times, like, there's everything could be kind of like a, I guess everything could be an issue. Like, sometimes it's like, if I was just like posting, like I posted a watch I got through the time, like, that the homie made for me. And it was like, "Yo, like, presumido." And I'm like, "No, it's the homie, made it for me."
Oh, my homie made it, fool.
Yeah, was like, damn.
Sell out. Like, stuff like that. Like,
that's a perfect word, though.
I gotta stay in a shitty apartment at Pico Union with you.
And that's funny, though, because if they're like Latinos in Mexican America, they always hit you with a Spanish word, presumido.
Because they know how to get to you, bro.
Yeah, and it was crazy because, I mean, the homie that made it, he's also Mexican, you know, like, he's the homie.
Oh, they don't care about that.
Double either. Presumido.
Even if you correct them on that, they wouldn't go and check the, they wouldn't go over there and take the post down. Because people hate feeling wrong nowadays.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Everybody wants to be right.
But that's crazy, presumido, bro. When I posted a photo of my wife, she's over there, you know, we've been together 16 years. Uh-huh. And, somebody were, he makes it, and now he marries a white chick. Sell out.
16 years too late, bro.
But they don't forget, bro, that you taught me how to count.
You're with her before you won last Comic Standing.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro, come on, man.
I had no roaches.
But you know what's funny? It's like, how do you are you this late to the party, though? I don't know. Like, dude, she's been here throughout the podcast. Yeah. Or like, all
produce
of a sudden.
Four specials.
So where were you the last 15 years, bro?
They think I'm a gold digger. They still post that I'm a gold digger.
It's weird.
She's a gold digger. Do they think about your lady? About your girlfriend or ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, like
she's a gold digger.
The fans, yeah, were always crazy about anyone I was with and shit. Like,
they think, because I know your music is badass. I like it.
Hell yeah.
It reminds me of like Beck and before Beck, you know. I like the sound, you know, like, you know. Thanks, I like man. That space shit, bro.
Next to the mic.
Like, you take it to the next level, bro, man. Like I could listen to your stuff, man, and not think about my dog.
Like, lo-fi.
Yeah, because I'm out there, sense. Bro. Like,
shoegaze.
Like I feel like I'm in a matrix, man. Like, I'm in, like, in a world, bro, where everywhere I'm walking feels like the softest thing ever.
The red pill and green pill?
Walking on marshmallows,
hell yeah, bro.
Dude.
I took them both because I wasn't sure.
Gotta feel it, dog.
What's up, fool? Like me, I get stuff like if I wear if I'm somewhere and I wear like a San Francisco Giant hat because somebody just put it on my hat. And he goes, oh, you fucking sellout. I thought you were a Dodger hat, puto. You're a northern guy now. Oh, arale. You're from San Francisco now.
I can't lie. We did that to my bass player because that fool moved up to the Bay. So we're just like, oh, shit. Damn, this fool's hyphy now.
Hyphy, dude. Yeah.
Nah, but we love him. I love the Bay, though. I can't say nothing bad about the Bay.
Dude, I remember I had a friend, and he had a sister named Helen. And, you know, God bless her. She married somebody. I grew up in a housing project, bro. Aliso Village, Pico Aliso. There were like 9 gangs in the neighborhood.
Damn, dude.
And 5 gangs that were just people that got high and played football against each other. And then
they didn't fight?
Sometimes they'll fight at the end of the football game.
Shit.
No, these two were like stoners, bro. They were just stoners, bro. They were like long-haired guys that wore football jerseys that said Headhunters or Stoner 13 or stuff like that. And all they did was smoke pot and play football against each other on Saturdays and go to concerts and hook up with hot rocker chicks, bro.
Roqueras.
But I was a fat pimple-faced kid, bro. I didn't get nothing, dog.
Not even a little titty?
Bro, I was that dude, bro, that couldn't afford none of those cool clothes, bro. I'll be happy with one leather fucking wristband, eh? I had a leather wristband with one spike, bro.
That was my nickname, bro, eh? Spike.
I used to like hold it up like this so chicks could see it, dog. it was one spike, bro. One spike.
That's all you need, dog.
And I had a Corrosion of Conformity shirt that my friend gave me. Thought it was punk rock, baby. Poser.
I would have been looking over fences, grabbing shirts, bro.
I used to do that too, man. Me and my friends, we used to go, bro. After a big concert, we'll wait a week and then go to somebody's clothesline where they're doing laundry, and then we'll take that rock t-shirt.
You can also jack shirts at the laundromat.
Damn, dude.
I've heard.
Bro, that happened to me at the laundromat at Lucy's in Echo Park.
Classic, I was doing laundry,
Lucy's.
And I went outside to hit a fucking fat-ass ball, dog. And then this fucking four undercover cops rolled up on a truck, and the white cop looked at me. I said this before. Did you just hit a fucking ball? And I try to hold that shit in, bro, but it was coming out of my ears.
Swallowed it.
I went like this.
Farted out,
I say, yes, officer, I did. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, I don't want to see you for the rest of the fucking night. And I felt like looking, I was looking at him like through him, bro. Who are you, motherfucker? You're telling me you don't want to see me for the rest of the night. When did we start dating, eh? So I looked at him, bro, with my honest face. I can't. My clothes are drying.
What did that fool say?
He just left, dog.
What a dick.
But this other time, dude, I hit a fat bull, and I got out of my car, and I was sitting there for a long time, jamming, you know, listening to music for about an hour, dog. And then I just started my car and went home, forgot about my clothes.
Oh, so no. They had all day to go get them, dog.
No, at Lucy's?
Somebody's grandma wearing your underwear, huh?
3 hours later, all the homeless guy wearing Abercrombie and Fitch.
That's funny.
Yeah, right. You go to Glendale Galleria.
What happened to all the people that, where do they go wash their clothes now? Now that fucking Lucy's got turned into a
new Cinehalid, spot, bro.
Alley River, dog.
You gotta go to Silver Lake now.
God, that's crazy, dude.
Let's do a couple of laundromats, bro. Yeah.
I was thinking about that. That's a good business venture, bro.
That's an X app you should start, bro. The laundromat app.
Come to my house.
No, it's all it's a restaurant building. Now.
It's a Cinehalic now. It's
Cinehalic,
pizza.
Starbucks. Oh,
it's all new. It's all new.
Chipotle.
No laundromat right there.
No laundromat.
No.
No,
dude. People went there for years.
There's still a laundromat over there on Alvarado. Where the tire place used to be. Lopez, right there in Alvarado.
Yeah.
Further down on Glendale.
Yeah, Alvarado and Muscatel. Philip, what city you used to live in?
Glendale.
No, the other one.
Montrose?
Montrose. Yeah. Alvarado and Montrose.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm not super.
What's up, porn star? How you been?
Somebody said it looks like a Velcro in my head.
Caballo Loco right here? What's that name of that little?
I know the South Bay definitely got a bunch of laundromats to, like, you know, Inglewood, Hawthorne.
Now that's just getting all digital, bro.
Yeah.
From like what area?
310?
Yeah, like South Bay.
Yeah, South Bay.
Hawthorne.
Long Beach, Carson.
Lennox, Inglewood, Hawthorne.
Oh, okay,
like,
cool.
Hawthorne primarily, but I was born in Inglewood. Like when Daniel Freeman was still in the hospital. Then I went to school in Lennox, and then but I like moved to Hawthorne when I was like 8.
Oh, cool.
He says pray their Lennox library is little, dog.
Yeah.
I used to know a guy from Inglewood. All they did was hang out at that mall in the parking lot.
The mall, which mall?
Crenshaw Mall, I think.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's a Starbucks right there. Everybody hangs out on Sunday.
The one with the Magic Johnson Theater next to it?
Yeah. But I think that Crenshaw Galleria Mall closed, right? All they have is the Fox Hill Mall.
Yeah, dude, I think it's still open, dude. Because it's in between La Brea and Crenshaw, no?
Nobody goes to malls anymore, huh?
They still never fixed those roads on like Crenshaw.
Is everybody shopping online, bro?
Oh, yeah. there's no budget for that, eh?
For fixing the roads? You don't even have money for gas, eh?
Bro, Crenshaw, one of those places where like they build a street over the train tracks, but they never took the train tracks out, eh?
Willowbrook, right?
Yeah, Willowbrook. You gotta be like
Willowbrook, yeah.
Test out your suspension.
The Mad Roaches over there.
I used to play football. Remember, like I told you earlier, that they used to be hoods that would play other hoods in football. We used to go play football over there on some neighborhood by Southgate, bro, Clara Street. Yeah. What's up, football?
Is that by Tweety?
Hawthorne right here, Hawthorne, MC Pancho, Harbor area.
That's
South Bay, dude.
Quentin Tarantino land, huh?
Yeah, bro. It's fucking Reservoir Dogs. Was
Carson,
it? Jackie Brown, that scene at the Delamo Mall before they remodeled it, when it's like super old school, the food court.
What's the abandoned mall? Is it Hawthorne?
The Hawthorne Plaza.
Yeah, people go skate there, like because it's closed. It's been closed down for years, and people go in there and they shoot music videos there too. Yeah, yeah.
I know, like they did a bunch of shit at that mall, a bunch. Like they're like constantly like closing. Well, I haven't seen them like do a lot of stuff lately, but for like for a cool 2-3 years, it was just like music every videos. Other day is just like, just you see like big ass trailers and the star wagons and shit, like
filming shit in there.
Yeah,
crazy. crazy, dude.
It's a big ass mall too.
How was it growing up there? Like when you grew up, was it like ghetto gangs and all that stuff?
It was chill. It wasn't like the way it was like in the like 90s and 90s. Shit. That's when like my uncles grew up out there. Yeah. You know, like, but
Your uncles are from Lenox or Inglewood? Your uncles are from Lenox or Inglewood?
They're from like Hawthorne. Like my grandma, all them, like they went to Hawthorne.
Hawthorne, and they rival with Harbor area, huh?
I don't know. Who's your guy? Who's Hawthorne's rival?
Carson
or?
Because I know that Harbor City, that's San Pedro, right? That's where MC Pancho's from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Hawthorne. Bro, I remember I was driving somebody because they messed up, and I drove by South Bay. You know, over there, like, that, I don't know if it's Hawthorne Boulevard or Harbor. Yeah.
Right where the freeway is, basically. I took all that shit
to the end, bro. Yeah, yeah. To the end. And ends up being, like, some big old lighthouse in the beach.
It's a road that goes around, kind of like, around the little bay right there.
It's, like, a whole different world over there.
I was going to say, like, the rivalries right there, isn't it San Pedro and Wilmington, those rivalries? That's a rivalry?
Yeah, Wilma. San Pedro and Wilma.
But Hawthorne, I thought it was Carson or what other little city right there?
I think it's Carson and the
Dominguez Hills.
Yeah.
Cause that's where the college is at.
A lot of Samoans over there.
Yeah, dude.
You know when you go when you mix a Samoan and a Mexican, you get some more Mexicans. All right, people.
Hey, whoa.
Halawata Haria. what made you decide to be get into music?
I remember my mom wanted me to get into like piano when I was like super young, but I didn't really like the piano, because also my instructor just spoke like hella fast. He's just speaking Spanish, and like I spoke Spanish, but this dude was just fast, and he's just like
Cuban Spanish
fucking it's yeah, but he was just, yeah, it was like some shit. I was just having like hella trouble, and then I would always fall asleep on the way there, and so I never got back into it. And then like some years later, I got the little iPods and shit, because like my mom, like where she used to work, oh shit, I got a snack, so I'm like they, like, she used to clean houses. Sometimes they would throw out, like, the old iPods and stuff like that. So wow. I would get...
Losers.
So, mass little devices.
But then I would get the...
The shuffle.
Yeah, I forgot which one it was, but...
The Sony Mini Disc.
I don't know. It was a music device, for sure.
Like, little MP3 player, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I started listening to Queen, like, fuck, yeah, pretty religiously, man. And then I heard that song, what's it, We Are the Champions, and I was like, damn, I gotta learn guitar. And then when I got into guitar, I started off with a nylon acoustic guitar, and it was just, like, super, I was like, oh, shit, this is not an electric guitar, but, like, I had to learn somewhere. And then eventually, like, I taught myself, then in high school, I taught myself, like, how to produce, and I was, like, 16, 17, started putting out music. I was shitty at everything else. I kind of had to make it with music, because if not, I was kind of just like, bro, like I was gonna have to make it work with music one way or another, whether it was being an artist or like
producer
or even just being an intern at a label or some shit, you know, like I was gonna have to be with music.
Where were you putting your music? Like, what platform was that at first? Like
SoundCloud.
Like, SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud. Yeah.
You're just recording this all at the pad?
Yeah, I was recording it, and then I was sneaking in my mom or dad's car sometimes just to hear it on the car speakers, plug in the aux, and then or I would use my amplifier as like a monitor, which is like a terrible idea because it sounded horrible. But I just put it out. I was like, I gotta do something, like, and it's either that or I was just like skating and sucking ass at skating. So I felt better making music because I was like, well, I'm good at this. I'm not good at skating. I don't want to fuck up my ankles again.
Did you have a genre in mind at first to just like stick to one genre, or just like let me just do?
I was trying to make metal music, like prog metal music. Or, yeah, dude. I'm like, that was like my thing. I was in a hardcore band when I was like 14.
Hardcore, damn, dude. Yeah.
Fuck you, rockers.
But like prog, like what, like Mastodon and shit.
What's up, rockers?
I was more into like the Faceless and
okay, fuck yeah, dude. That's I didn't know that, dude.
Yeah,
right. Because one of the first one that banged for you was something you did on a slide guitar, right?
Yeah, it was a slide guitar. Yeah. It was.
And that's because I was tripping the way that you like. Because we seen you at Tropicalia, dog. That's the first time I seen you live.
Yeah.
And I didn't, because he was playing the music.
He was hosting.
And we kind of didn't like. I mean, I got it, but when you seen you live, that was cool. But I know you started somewhere before that with, you know, how you got there.
I put out a bunch of music in high school. Then I would just go to like my homies' backyard shows when we were in high school. But I played maybe one show like to substitute my homie because I was like a drummer. And then later on, I probably did like a couple months of backyard shows, like getting out of high school.
Like what areas? Because I know like still to this day, like Linwood, Southgate, those areas are very popular, like backyard shows.
Yeah, I was out there.
Like, ska music's popular right now, dude. Huge, yeah. Bro.
Yeah, so I was playing all those like shows just like right out of high school, and then like a year later is when I got.
How long has Rodrigo been your roadie?
He just carries the mic, huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Summertime is the time that I want to hang out with you. It's true. We can go. What?
Damn, dude.
I played that for the first time in like years, dude, actually. Like,
really? When did you write that one? What's the process of this guy named Joker scratching his balls right now on his couch? Wants to know what's the process and how you come up with those lyrics? They're deep. They come out like... Because you're young, but you're coming up with real master lyrics, bro.
I mean, I just had like a little cheap keyboard. You know, I was practice pianos and shit like that. And I would just record it into the computer. It was always chords. It was either like piano or guitar. And then I always just have hook melodies. Like the hook is just always super important for me. And then I would start building around that and shit and then just write a verse and kind of just figure out how to produce, because I didn't know what a compressor did. I didn't know what any of that shit was. It was just like, I'm just trying to put the music out and I don't know I don't know if the quality is good or not. But apparently like it was good enough to get me somewhere.
Oh yeah, dude.
It was fucking cool, bro.
Heavy metal.
Oh, heavy metal.
Yeah, metal. Well, a lot of metal music.
Growing up, you like heavy metal, like Iron Maiden or what? Or other shit.
Yeah, new I mean, way. I was into like stuff. I was into like System of a Down was one of my favorite bands ever. But that was like new metal, and then I also got into like.
It was like rap metal.
Even like Queen, dude. Those motherfuckers had some hard ass songs, bro.
Yeah, no, but I got into like Suicide Silence and shit like that. You know, like just super, super deep into like Whitechapel and Joffrey Cowboy. Those are like some bands I really fucked with, but also really like I like honestly though, a lot of things though. Like my playlist is super extensive. Like I got boleros, diverse, I got like a lot of like 70s funk. I got just really everywhere.
That's good, man.
You perform at Tropa Magica, right? Tropa Magica,
Tropicalia, right?
Tropicalia.
Yeah, Tropicalia. 2017 and 2019.
We were there, bro.
We were there. I was doing the videos and the pictures.
We were there in Los Tigres del Norte stage.
Sick.
Yeah, dude.
I was supposed to do like a 30-minute set at first, right? We got my check, everything, right? Then they were running behind. Bro, I ended up doing only 5 minutes, and that was enough 5 minutes to get 30 people angry.
Yeah, dude. That one lady in the front. I was thinking... I was filming. I was like, "Oh shit, dude!"
I got somebody hate. Another person said that she was like trying to contact the person who started Tropicalia,
and
she wanted to have a meeting, bro, where the attendees can go talk to the promoter and talk about next year's lineup for Felipe Esparza won't be there, and because he started talking about because what happened was I was performing and there was a crazy looking white boy on stage. And one of the first things I said was, man, nobody's checked this guy for a fucking gun. Are we fucking serious here? Right.
I forgot about
and then
that.
And everybody started
dude.
Laughing, dog. Except that for that marrana.
Damn, dude.
And then.
If you're watching, bitch. I'm just saying.
I went to her page, bro. She's one of those chicks that has no ass. And little boobs, bro. No.
It's a big ass mouth. Eh? But,
so she was supposed to be an alligator, dog. You know,
long way from Florida.
You know, if you believe in God, man, you know, God has a sense of humor, man. And she's a Karina.
Running up that hill, bro.
Yeah, anyway, so she came at me from every direction, bro. What are you talking about? My brother's gay. Oh, that's like saying I'm not racist, I have black friends.
Oh, my God, dude. But you know what's funny?
I didn't engage with her at all, bro. Cause she was waiting, bro. Like I'm pretty sure every day she kept looking.
She thought she was gonna get somewhere with it.
But I never comment. I never engage. I just let her be a marrana, bro.
But she could probably
out there with her Latin triple X ass.
But she probably could never go to a comedy show, you know? Because
I'm serious. Yeah. Like, she never played anybody. Like, if you were to ask her, who's your favorite comedian?
She'd be,
I used to like Culture Clash or, you know, whatever, you know?
Hannah Gadsby.
Hannah Gadsby.
But you know what? Those are the type of people that, like, eat half of a meal at a restaurant and go, dude, and they complain about it, try to get their money back.
That's me, bro.
Or they wear those, they wear shoes and they try to, like, take them back after three or four. It's like, dude.
Or they have no ear for new music either.
You're just stuck in their own little bubble from high school or whatever, dude.
Like, all they like is what they like, bro. Look here.
Led Zeppelin, that's it.
La Cura.
I was going to say.
That'd be a good-ass cover band for Spanish. Cura.
I was going to say, do you feel like TikTok has helped? Because I noticed, like, your music is, like, a lot on TikTok. People remix it or people use it on their videos. Because I've seen TikTok kind of, like, you know, like, just propel, like, a lot of, like, you know, like, I'll see your music or even, like, other bands are kind
of, old
like,
groups that were, like, not old, even around for, like, 30 too. Years, all of a sudden are touring again because of TikTok.
It's crazy. Do you feel like TikTok is helping a lot, like, you know, to get, you know, get your name out there?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy because I feel like TikTok is such a crazy world. Like, I didn't, like, it's good. Like, I'm happy that it does what it does with my music. But, It's just weird. Like, I can't. I'm not good at it. But at the same time, like, I kind of am because I'm an idiot. Like, I'm fucking dumb, dude. Like, yeah, I just do a bunch of dumb shit, and then it's like, and then people are just like, "Yo, that's funny." Like,
you're digging that shit, bro. Dude.
Yeah, like, I'll put on my music, but then I'll just like put myself like just like spanking an orange or some shit, and then they're like, "Yo, that's fucking amazing. I love you." And I'm just like, but I don't know, but it's cool though. I like to preview. I like to do a lot of things where I play music. So it's cool that people like that. But like I said, it's hard for me to keep up with like
what people are.
Cause I just feel like shit's so fast now. I feel like
fuck yeah, bro.
Like it's it all gets consumed so fast, and then it just goes down the drain so fast. And I don't want to be a
flash in the pan.
Yeah, I want to be able to make shit that's timeless.
Yeah,
I feel like it corresponds to everything, not just music. I feel like, you know, like it even like photography and stuff like that. Like there's even just photos that like you see something and like it's like, yo, that photo's iconic because it's so and so, it's taken by so and so, and then now it's just like. The wackest photo, just like, yo, it went viral. It's fucking, or like a fucking, like, just a video or a fucking song that's just like so whack. And then it's just like, yo, this is shit. And then like 5 months later, it's like gone.
So for real, funny bro. You say that shit though, dude.
I used to like Star Wars, bro, but not anymore, dog.
Because of new stuff?
Because I was watching this documentary, and then that guy broke it down, bro, so hard that I realized, fuck that movie, bro. Like, they're in another galaxy, but white people survive again?
Hey, bro, they got the money, like, bro.
Bro, you know how much fucking, you know how much work fucking Chewbacca put in that movie, bro? He blasted those fools. He helped them get out of the fucking dungeon. And when they were giving out medals, he didn't get one, dog. No wonder he went, rawr, at the end.
It's not an outrage,
he was outraged, bro. And Chewbacca been there since day one, bro.
He was, dude.
When fucking when the stormtroopers turned on the fucking Jedi's, the Wookiees were the ones who didn't turn because they were not weak minded, bro. And bro, what the fuck, man?
Hey, but I like how they give Jimmy Smith a fucking lowrider.
Yeah, finally,
spaceship,
dog.
Fucking.
They're making a spaceship with a low. So you know what? Lowrider too, bro. Edward James Olmos in the fucking
Andromeda Aurora. What's it called? That was that fucking space show.
Space Odyssey.
The Blade Runner, dog.
Blade Runner.
Like Mexicans can't be in space without bringing back something from the 70s. Eh?
Wait, what?
The Mexicans can't be in space in a space movie without bringing the culture from the 70s with them, mate. Eh?
Let's go deeper and get a pyramid.
But, like, you know, Edward James Olmos. There's a movie called The Blade Runner. It's shot in space, bro, to the year 2070, and his spaceship is the only one that looks like a lowrider.
Yeah, it's like,
if you watch Star Wars Attack of the Clones, Jimmy Smith, he's like the only Latino in space, and his fucking spaceship is like a lowrider, dude.
That's how they have it at the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
And he leaves little origami, bro, everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
The little car,
dude. It was just almost,
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, dude, it was some guy named Sanger.
They wrote it, or
the from the documentary of a guy named David Sanger, or
El sangre.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about because.
But he broke it down, bro. And then, like.
And also the biblical aspect, right? Is that what you're talking about, too? Because I think Crampton told me about that.
Yeah, it was Carl Sagan.
He was Carl Sagan, yeah.
Carl
yeah,
Sagan
yeah.
down with breaking down Star Wars. Exactly. And then I said, you know what, bro? Fuck that movie, dog. And then like supposed, and then all the bad people were like the colorful monsters, bro. There's no black faces. And the guy is telling Johnny Carson that in the interview, bro, in 1970 when the movie came out. He goes, yeah, but did you notice that there's a lot of people who look like us in that movie? Only us, and there's no other people like us.
Yeah,
I mean, are you mean to tell me that in a galaxy far away, white people survive?
Hey, Star Trek, bro.
Yeah. And then Johnny Carson, the day before he had that guy, he had Ray Bradbury talk about Star Trek, and he was talking about the same thing about that. Like the Star Wars was just a ridiculous movie to promote the white race.
That's funny, dude.
It's crazy. Like it's like a George Carlin joke, huh? It's about the future, and you're not in it.
You're not in it, eh?
Fuck, bro. It's crazy, man, because you can take it that way, but it's like...
But for real, bro. You know, Chewbacca, he goes the guy said, you could argue that the movie was anti-Wookiee, you know, because he didn't get a medal. Anti-Wookiee. Because the name was Chewie, bro. He's better trying to pick a Mexican man down.
Well, dude, I never seen a hairy-ass Mexican like that, huh? In this galaxy, you do. Because the other thing, too, is that the biblical aspect and also in the Hitler cartoon, stuff, right?
Far away.
Carnal from a pyramid oy, far away.
Oy, carnalito. No way. Se llama Chuy.
But, you know, I've been watching the Obi-Wan show. It's pretty not bad, dude.
I haven't
seen anything past the...
I'm on the fence on this one, guys. I think I'm going to, like, not get into Star Wars anymore.
What's up, fool? We got Cuco right here, people.
Hell yeah, bro. What's up, what's up, dog?
The lady killer right here, bro.
Oh man, dude. Heartthrob.
Bro, when I was watching that video, the one that was just summertime. Uh-huh. Bro, it was funny, man, because it's like a house party, right? And like any other house party, like when you're talking to the hot chick, she's always with some skinny cholo, bro, that's there, shows up later.
That boy has hickeys on.
Bro, you would like somebody, bro, but she likes this ugly-ass cholo instead?
Bro. Yeah, my whole life, bro.
I've been
the one that you want doesn't always want you, right?
I've been to nightclubs, whips and sticks. And the cholos get all the girls.
Bro, I've been to nightclub where the cholo with a wheelchair had all the chicks, bro.
This nightclub requires no legs.
Yeah.
Nightclub.
They dancing.
What's up, fool? Let's get back to this hair, dog.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the curls are kind of gone, though. What's up with that?
No, so today his hair looked like when you
call Barbie's hair off.
Oh, when somebody tries to give her
you
hair.
You have a little monia, like a muñeca, and you cut out her hair off, how it looks, bro.
La mona.
Your hair look different prior to this?
So
the mona that went through a breakup.
My hair is wavy, and then we were going to Miami to do a show, and then I got a perm to look like Bad Bunny, but I ended up looking like the kid from fucking
like
Bad
South Squirrel,
Park,
bro.
The gothic kid from South Park.
Yeah.
And today I was shooting a couple episodes for LATV, and I don't know what the fuck they put on my hair, and then yeah, this is how I look like now.
Looks like black.
Well, look, you just came out of that boat with all the Cubans, bro.
Ya tú sabes, amigo.
You did Coachella 3 times.
Yeah. It's like I did 2018 and 2020 this year, and I did like appearances in 2019. So like.
Where you perform with Kenny G?
Yeah, dude, I've
read a couple things about you, and then around that one time I seen it, it's like, what the fuck? I was like, and then you know, you just move on with your life, and right now with the Coachella thing, you're just like, boom.
You perform with Kenny G?
Yeah, with the homies from Chon. They're like a great band, great people, and they brought Kenny G on stage in the song that they wanted me to sing on too. So then it was just like, I was like, yeah. And then they were just like, yeah, by the way, Kenny G's going to solo after you. And I'm like.
That's sweet, dude. Because this fool, that one time you're doing your celebrity sightings, this fool caught Kenny G slipping on a plane.
But you called him Yanni.
I called him Yanni.
And it was actually Kenny G.
Yeah, bro.
I see fake celebrities. So the fat white dude showed up. Oh, shit, look, it's Hank from King of the Hill. And this is George Clooney, but it wasn't George Clooney. Oh, look, it's Yanni. Yanni, but it was Kenny G, bro.
Fuck, dude.
Class. Small world,
legend,
huh?
Legend, bro.
I got shows coming up. June 24th to the 26th, I'll be at the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Improv. July 1st, I'll be at South Padre Island, Texas. July 7th to the 10th, Brea, California. July 16th, Omaha, Nebraska. July 22nd to the 24th, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Call the Cubans. July 28th through the 31st, I'll be in Portland, Oregon. Yeah. What up? Tickets at FelipeSWorld.com. Also, shout out to Reverie. I did a little guest spot on her music video last night. And also the guy from Psycho Realm, Big Jackin. We kicked it. And the little rapper chick, I already forgot your name, but you know you were there.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. Dude, yep. They have a badass apartment, bro.
In downtown. I've been there, dude. It's fucking badass. It's like
all sky rise style.
It's sky rise, bro. And then I'm like, how much you guys pay, man?
Bro, it's an like, what else you guys selling, eh? Yeah. Right here, dude. There they go. Son, I think I'm taking a picture over here, frozen. Bro, if we look like, you know what's for? I don't know what he has, man.
Hair model?
I didn't go to the sun. So we had to do a scene, bro. I was a sketch artist. You know, this little girl telling me what she saw. And then, like, I was drawing an angel. I'm a sketch artist. Then the cop comes in and goes, so the Felipe, you guys tell Felipe everything. Officer, as far as what you guys saw. And then the little girl says, yeah, si, eso miró. Then I show him the picture. And I drew her with an angel and a halo. He goes, what the fuck is this? And, I mean, that's what she saw. I draw what she saw. She saw an angel. And then he goes, the fuck is wrong with you? You know, what did you draw with a halo? Tell him you like the photo. And then he gets a phone call, and then he leaves. And then that fool comes in. But he's like a spiritual, but he's a cop too, Sick Jackin. And like, he's supposed to pay them to shut the fuck up or something. But I'm like showing him the photo, and he's telling me, he looks at me, get out. But I had to improvise all the lines, bro, because I had no lines. So he get out. So, bro, all my lines were coming out funny, bro. They had to cut. He'll get out. He goes, who is this guy? Uncle Fester? He's your dad or what?
That's what I was saying.
They started laughing. And then like, Sick Jacket was like, they're trying not to laugh. Like,
that's funny, bro.
Then he goes, then he came in. Another guy goes, plus all the lines are not going to be in the video. It's just our voice, our mouth moving. So I was just saying, whatever, man. Who's this guy, man? You gonna flash us or what? And then I left, and I did my other scene. It was fun, bro. I got to pretend to act. It was
hell yeah, dude.
I had fun. I got 2 hours. They bought me an Impossible Burger. Bro. What's up, Food Podcast? Yes, sir.
You know who has Impossible Burgers now? And Beyond Burgers? They sell both. George's Burgers right there in Boyle Heights.
You're beyond me.
Oh, I love that place.
Let's go, bro.
Take me.
Onion rings. George's. Where's George's? It's been a place in Boyle Heights for a long time. It's right there on Soto and Cesar Chavez right there. And they're the only restaurant.
Oh, I know what it is.
That serves both.
It's right there. No, it's by the Bank of America and the Big Buy.
Yeah. It's where the old Cantors used to be back in the day. Yeah. So they serve both Beyond and Impossible. And, dude, oh, my God. Let's go, man.
Beyond Mamos. Impossible.
How much are paying you for this, bro?
No, dude, but mad drop. I'm hungry, bro.
Speaking of things.
Tengo hambre, perro.
What's up, fool, man? Yeah, what up?
And Cuco has a new record coming out, right?
Yeah, what's the name of it?
It's called Fantasy Gateway. Comes out July 22nd, and got the new single coming out on the 24th.
Oh, yeah. And you have shows coming up? Do you want to give them the dates?
I have the dates. The dates, are they there? No, they were there.
Who has the date? Somebody.
Right there, there they go.
Sick. Nice.
Sick, dude. And
it's a cool ass website.
They're showing up.
I want to ask you
a
question.
It's a trippy website.
Ask him, bro.
How was it when you did that concert and then you were like, fuck, like a huge line of fucking people went to go see you. What was like that like initial reaction where like, when it's just people were just like fucking lined up and you're just, this is crazy, you know? Like thousands
shocked.
Of people lined up.
I was shocked.
Well, man, better not
I was kind of like, I was just kind of like, yeah. I was pretty shook. I was also just bugging out because I was like, damn, like, what if you gotta pee, like, in that line, you know? Like, I just, because my mind just goes into, like, to think, like, bro, what, like, if I was in that line, like, what would I, like, how would I prepare for that?
What was that transition from, like, going from, like, performing with no people to, like, a fucking packed room, dude? Like,
it was great. I mean, thankfully, my show started with having shows that were packed because, like, it was just out of high school and then
being online, booked, like, yeah,
and then being booked for backyard shows and stuff is, like, I didn't realize how many people would drive out to go see me. Damn, like, there's people, man, that drove from, like, I remember one time this like, group of friends drove from Salt Lake City, Utah, to come see me at a backyard show in, like,
no way,
Southgate or some shit.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, like, dude. Mean ass voyage.
They told their mother they're going to West Valley, bro, for church.
That's not the plot of a scary movie, dog.
But, yeah, it was cool, like, but, yeah, but it's crazy, like, just to think that there's people that are dedicated, and I can't feel anything.
That's the hardcore fool, bro. They're going to be there forever.
Die hard.
Do you recognize?
Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
But those fools would have a badass story all the way. That's 12 hours of driving, dog.
That way, they have two ways, too.
28 hours of driving, bro. You know they got stories, dog.
Yeah, really, really, I can't feel anything but, like, grateful for that because it's, like, it's the reason I'm here and, like, the reason that I would do anything.
Imagine he would have canceled. Fuck.
Oh, no.
Canceling a backyard gig, bro.
Do you recognize some faces from, like, that have been coming for years?
Yeah, yeah. There's people. There's, like, people that
lady
been,
in Oklahoma,
that have been coming to shows from, like, from the jump, and, like, I'll see them and they'll be like, "Yo, remember me?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." Like, that's crazy. Like, I appreciate you, and then it's like super sick. Like, it's,
they'll never blow up, bro. Cause I only could afford these tickets. I get that, Larry.
Cause I remember, like,
what's all these fees?
Cause I know, like, you were doing shows.
Everybody has fees.
How can I get tickets, Kuku? I don't have a credit card.
Let's give a shout out to Nadia, who keeps saying, "I love you, Kuku. Kuku, I love you."
Thank you. Shout out to Nadia, all the way from Salt Lake City.
Nadia, thank you, Nadia.
Yareli Chuk Vallejo.
What? Who's?
Nadia
Yareli
Chuk Vallejo. It's a meat name, huh?
Yeah, damn, dude.
It sounds like a professor.
Sounds like a strain.
Appreciate you. I appreciate you all that tune in. I know I uploaded on the story. I don't know how many people actually put it, but appreciate you all.
Me too, man. When I go to places, like, I never go to, like, when I went to Kansas City, those are the people who drove 5 hours from Garden City.
I don't know that time, dude.
They want to tell me, "Well, Felipe, we drove 5 hours.
Give me gas, bro.
You peed on your pants, bro."
Marcela Moscoso, te amo, Kuku. Saludos desde Ecuador.
Gracias, Marcelo. Gracias.
Also, shout out to Marcela Arguello, bro. Arguello. She's going to get an HBO special.
Hell yeah, dude.
30 minutes.
Filming in July.
Filming in July. Directed by Ada Rodriguez.
6'2", Salvadorian.
What?
6'2", Salvadorian.
The tall Salvadorian, dude.
Yeah.
They made her mayor, bro.
Yeah, man. You guys going to have a big screen, so.
Yeah, a long screen, yeah.
Who else is crying here, bro?
Nadia needs a Sprite for her thirst. Va a cantar Kuku.
Yeah,
va a cantar Kuku. Sí. Mona is my nickname for a Mexican. All right, shut up, you.
You look at the profile. That's not a Mona.
Monita. So, yeah, man, that's so cool, dude. People are excited.
Cool. Also, man, shout out to that DJ that lays down and DJs on TikTok.
Porque está cansado.
Los amo.
Oh, I love you.
Voy a mandar un saludo rápido para todos mis fans de todos los países que hablan español y que no me entiendan lo que estoy diciendo en inglés. Muchas gracias por todo el amor. Gracias por venir aquí al podcast y escucharme hablar. I'm so bad at, like, continuing sentences. I just kind of...
So, right. And you're going to perform right now.
Yeah.
Ecuador.
Es de Ecuador.
The middle of the world, dude.
So he's going to perform right now. Are you guys ready for him?
Yeah, man.
Vamos.
They're ready for me?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for me?
We're ready.
Hell yeah, bro.
Ya tú sabes, amigo.
Let's go. Live from the What's Up Fool podcast. Kuku, ladies and gentlemen.
Hoochie Daddy Summer. And the band.
He's going to get ready and we're going to keep talking, right? Or we're going to get off.
Hoochie Daddy Summer. It's coming, guys. It's a new thing. Where guys try to look as sexy as they can with short.
What about a new thong, bro?
Hoochie Daddy Summer, it's in. So Hoochie Daddies is guys that wear short shorts. George Wang has been doing it for years. He's been ahead.
He's got short shorts and tall
and tall socks and longer underwear.
Like a than lesbian his... school teacher, right?
Ready for some rollerblades, huh?
He does look like a gym teacher. Like
he does, yeah. He's a yeah. But we're gonna do a video, Hoochie Daddy Summer, us.
I have the Hawaiian shirt and a little and the shorts
that matches, right?
And I could wear it with my dress shoes if you want.
I got some Hoochie Daddy shorts.
What's up, boo? How's your back, dog?
It's good, dude. I just gotta relax more and chill out.
People are invested, bro.
It's cause Dick, like I told you, I don't know how to relax, bro. And like, dude.
Me too,
it was just
bro.
So awful, dude, just on the floor, bro. If anybody wanted to beat my ass, last week was the week, bro.
All the people that had roll shit to up. Fucking beef with Rodrigo, last week was your week, bro. I don't know, yeah, he's recovering, bro.
I feel better, dude, so much better.
Bro. We got to go to Tijuana to get your stem cells and then go to the Hong Kong,
I don't know about
bro.
Stem cells. I'll definitely go to tacos and we're supposed to go, fool.
Let's
cancel.
We got to go to Orlando Tijuana now that you feel a little bit better.
It's on me. It was on you, fool.
Perro.
No, I'm down though, for real.
My girlfriend's coming back already, bro. Oh, I went to Disney World this weekend.
How was it? In Orlando, right?
Yeah, so my girlfriend, she's in Orlando for training for her new job position here in LA. She's not going to be throwing the bags over anymore at JetBlue. She's going to be doing computer stuff, so it's good, you know? But we're in Disney World's badass, bro. Disney World's not for kids. It's for adults, you know?
What did you see that's different from Disneyland?
We went to Epcot, bro. You go around the world and you get to try foods around the different different countries. Canada.
Did you know when they get to Arabia, it's Cubans?
Bro, we had some good-ass poutine. We had some bomb-ass fucking crepes. America.
Poutine was only Canadian food they had?
They had other Canadian stuff. And then
in France, what they have?
Deniana crepes, they had other shit, French toast, but what's it called? I'm American, so I went to America Land, bro. I got myself a fucking turkey
hot
leg, homie. You can't beat a turkey leg for fucking $10.
But let me tell you, dude, the turkey legs are good for about 15 bites. After that, that stuff gets all hard.
You see
dude.
Ligaments, bro?
Yeah, like those are hard ass ligaments, fool.
Bro, I had my first
stab
time.
Someone with that shit, bro.
Slingshot, homie.
My first time I went to Disney World. I was there with my mom and
you went to Disney.
The other comedian's mom and we fucking. I bought the turkey leg, dog, and I was just we're passing it around. Bro,
before COVID,
it got to fucking.
I'll share it with my mom.
It got to the bone, bro. And I just threw that shit away, dog. But imagine, dog, if they were to collect all those and just give it to a stranded dogs.
Oh bro. Fat ass dogs, bro.
It tastes like ham.
That's all it is to me. It's because they smoke them, fool.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the What's Up Fool podcast studio, we have Cuco.
Woo! Okay. Are we good? We're great. Fantastic. Sick. Take the pain away from your eyes. In my dreams, I'll make a time machine go back in time. 17,000 hours came and then they flew right by. If I had superpowers, I would freeze the time. I could take you everywhere that you wanted. It all again. I don't want to make you cry or ever shed a tear. Hold you when you need me to take care of all your fears. You know you leave me hypnotized with the splendor of your face. If I had superpowers, all your pains would be erased. If you come back to this earth again from this purgatory form. I hope it all plays out again with this fantasy report. 17,000 hours came and then they flew right by. If I had superpowers, I would freeze the time. I could take you everywhere that you wanted to go. If I had superpowers, I'd do it all again. I don't wanna make you cry or ever shed a tear. Hold you when you need me to take care of all your fears.
Yeah, you know what's so funny? I bought this shit as a joke. I never thought I would use my what's this shit called?
Melodica.
I never thought I would use a Supreme Melodica. But you know, here we are. Here we are.
Shout out Supreme.
Take my hand and my love.
Hell yeah. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Felipe, for having me. Appreciate the What's Up Fool podcast. Appreciate the grass.
What's Up Fool podcast? A big hand for Cuco in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Go check out the new album and go watch him live.
Good night. Oh, good night, guys. Good night.